وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Previously, we were looking at one of the causes that, you know, makes human beings kill each other, that makes people have wars, that destroy societies, basically, and that was greed, al-hirs. When people become greedy, they tend to forget that there are other human beings. They just want to have everything themselves, and they want to hoard everything themselves. And in the process, oppress other people if they have to, in whatever shape or form they can. So sometimes me and you, we wonder, how do people become greedy? And how do systems become greedy? Now, one of the simplest answers to this is that upbringing and education. When a person's upbringing is wrong, then he will tend to do the wrong thing. When the educational or the education system falls and it's weak, it will produce these kind of people. Education today, in the modern day, in pretty much, I can say, all countries, if not, let's say, most countries, if not all the countries, it's an education based on greed, an education that wants people to become greedy. What people and students learn these days in school, they learn how to get a job when they get older. That's it. You go to school, primary, you know, to begin with, and you got secondary college, and then you go to high school and university just so you can end up with a certificate that allows you to work and make money. Now, I'm not saying, obviously, it's all bad, but the initial idea of it is not to improve the human being or to make him a better human being. Rather, it's to make a worker out of him. That is one of the main purposes and goals. And either a person makes it and he becomes something and then he can make money, or no. So when the education system falls and fails, it will produce plenty of greedy people, people that just care about themselves, people that will learn just so they could make as much money as they can without having to worry about other people. They worry about themselves only. So when it comes to the fitrah of human beings, the way Allah created them, it was clean. It was pure. So the hadith says, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every newborn is born on this clean, pure, innate. وَإِنَّمَا أَبَوَاهُ يُهَوُّدَانَهَا وَيُنَصُرَانَهَا. It's up to the parents to make him a Jew or a Christian or even a Muslim. So the education and the upbringing is what makes people think like that. If the education system tries to teach people to become better human beings, to become giving human beings, to teach people to share, to teach people to look after one another, to be a doctor, so to save humanity, not so it's a lofty position so you could make a lot of money, so you can become an engineer, so you can help build houses for those who are poor, not so you can have a name tag and people, you know, build skyscrapers or whatever they call them, just so you could make money or more money. If the education system makes you things like that, then it has definitely failed. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying that people become greedy because of their upbringing or the education system they go through. Another reason that makes people greedy is that their ideology is wrong, or doubts come in their ideology. When they don't find answers to some of their doubts in regards to religion, in regards to the afterlife, in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, hey, I lived this life once, might as well enjoy it in any means possible. Even if it means I have to take the rights of other people, I don't care. Because there is nothing that I should be aware of or afraid of. There is no God to judge me. There is no one to, you know, ask me why. I'm free. So when the ideology of people is corrupted, greed will happen. When Islam came along, the first duty of Islam was, in fact, to correct the ideology of people, because the people of Quraysh or the people of Mecca back in the day, they were greedy people. They were extremely greedy. They were greedy in the sense that would enslave other people. They were greedy in the sense they would give loans with so much high interest that the person will not be able to pay it back. And what they would do is they will take one of his sons as interest or as a repayment for their interest or for the loan that they gave. Now, that is really bad. Why? Because the mentality and the ideology is based on wealth and having more wealth. The more wealth you have, the more powerful you are. Even if you have to enslave people, even if you have to kill people, even if you have to do the worst actions possible. So when Islam came, Islam said, first and foremost, change the way you think. Change your ideology. So ideology here plays a big role in terms of making people better people. The more we adhere to the Islamic teachings, the more we adhere to the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam, the better we are as human beings. The more we stay away, the greedier we become, the more sinful we become, the more aggressive we become, the more transgressive we become. So everything bad basically will happen. Why? Because our ideology is wrong. When I try to justify for myself taking the wealth of other people or the right of other people, that means there's something wrong with my ideology. And sometimes, mind you, you would have Muslims who are practicing on the outside and they, you know, say we are Muslims and they adhere to, you know, apparently to the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of Islam. But in reality, it's just a name. It's just a cover. But you see them becoming in positions and power, where if you look at some Muslim countries, where they are depriving their own people from their own resources, from the things that belongs to people, they're not giving it to them. So what's the point of Islam here? So ideology need to be corrected. Me and you, we have to constantly revive and renew our ideology and make sure it is sync or in sync with the Islamic teachings, or the teachings of the Quran, the teachings of the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, so we don't deviate and in the process harm our fellow human beings. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.